So the Moore says, I heed the Asala Kameh the Shmuel. It's about 10 lines down. Holding the Samach with Aleph. So the Mishnah said, once the child recognizes the mother, if the child was or the bris is brought, once the child recognizes the mother, so then the husband has the right to make her do it, because of the sakana. I mean, we may have a right to make her do it because of the sakana, and he has to, in this situation. So she was Niskarish. Let's go back to the case of Bishamah. Let's go back to the case of she's not Niskarish. So, the husband can't force her to be Manik, but unless he's Makar, he could force her to be. He has to hire her, but he has to. We make her do it. So the more about Machloek is to the age. And Shmuel said it depends on the. You know, we have to check it. We check the child. We have to see if the child would accept other women. So he also look I made the Shmuel. Somalay Rabdimi Bar Yosef Zil Botka. So he said that go check and see if the child will accept different other women. So also Oiso Midori Dinoshi. So he put her in a lineup. Okay. Veshakla the bra, Kamahadale Alayu. Brought the child to the different woman there. Came out to the Gabo. Havas Kamasri La Po. The child was staring at her face. Okay. Kevashtanu the ino mine. So she tried to hide her face from the child. So Amrullah, I guess it's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef. She said he saw the fact that the child was able to look at the mother as it was staring at the mother. There was a recognition over there. And Echo, lift up your eyes. Kum Dari Brich, take your child. Okay. Versus Summa Menoyah. What if the child would be a Summa? So how would it recognize the mother? Amar Rashi Berecha Ubatama recognizes it by the smell of the mother and the flavor of the milk. Sucked Rashi from the top of the page. Ad Kama. So in a case where the woman would be divorced, or the case where another shalohanik is benoah, which Bishamai holds that we can't for that the husband can't force it to be manik. If the child recognizes the mother, then we can force the mother to be manik because of the danger of the child. Meanwhile, the husband would have to hire her, as it were. As a ship, in a case where she's divorced, or a case where so good. Maybe someone going back on the case of divorced. I might correct that. Because in the case of divorce, it makes sense he has to hire her. In the case of Nadra, the issue is paying is not going to help anything. The issue is there, and the issue is just that she's that because of the sakana, we have to do that. So let's go back on the case of Gershon. I want to correct that. Okay, in the case of Nisgarsha, so the husband has no right to force her to be manic, but the child needs the mother, so the husband has to hire her, and she'll be manic because of the sakana. So what age do we assume that's going to happen? So we have different ages. 3 months, 30 days, not 50 days. Shmuel says, "Kol chad v'chad l'fum churfe." Yeshin a charif. There's a child which is sharp. Makira b'chamishim yoyim. and we'll recognize her after 50 days. And some take longer. Okay. Shmuel said, the first answer to the point of the Mora was that these two versions of 50 days or 90 days, we're talking about different types of children. Shmuel says, "Kozmacha Makira, ain't Shiela Dover." It's not. There's no set date. We're not putting a set time out, which we automatically assume one way or the other. Ella bebedika hadover tali. It depends. You have to actually check. Im ona royim shemakira, we see the child recognizes the mother. Kaipu mani kase b'schar, afilu girsha. So she must feed the child, even though they're divorced. He's also grusha lahoisa roitsa lahanik. The mother was a grusha and did not want to be meinik. Zil batka imakira. Let's see if the child recognizes the mother. Oisa bedori dinashi hashiba b'shura shal nashim. He put the woman somewhere in a lineup of many women. Masri Mabit, he was looking. So she looked down. She looked away. The tefenecha is tefenecha. So lift your eyes up. K'may the shafa ba'ozel bar'asa re'ilogi b'taifi b'abakama. So the more uses the lush over there, that the eyes are facing downwards. Take your son, you have to be manicure. Okay. Turn around, bottom. So, at what point in time is there that it's no longer considered appropriate for the child to be yonik? So, up to 24 months, it is appropriate. Rebbe Eliezer says that after the age of 24 months, it's considered like taking something which is disgusting. Okay. Rabbi Shuam Rafila Arba V'chomesh Shonim. He could continue up to 4 or 5 years old. But Pirish Lacher Esim Arba Chodesh V'chazer B'Kiyonik Shaket. If the child stopped, he can't start again. Amar Mar Mikan Be'Elach Kiyonik Shaket. So we're saying that making the comparison to shekets, I mean, it's something which is an isser. It's like something which is halachically forbidden, the milk. Ramini, I'll ask you a stira. Yochel Yehechol of Mahalchi Shtayim Tomei. We would think that the milk of Mahalchi Shtayim, which is the milk of humans, should be considered halachically one of the things the Torah refers to as the worm Tomei, meaning over here, isser. And Medinu, we can make an argument like this. That we know by animals, there's no dinim of tuma when the animal's alive. Tuma being the tuma and tahara concept. Hechmarta bechalba, but milk of behema tumeya is usur. There are many types of tumor which a person can have when they're alive. The tumor of a tahara, and it's in shatach with bechalboy. So we should say that the milk of a human being should be osir kalachemer from milk of a behemoth tameya. Tamalari is a gemal kimali geira who. So the words who we darshan who tame vein cholam halchei shtayim tame elator. Okay, so the isser, there's no isser on milk from a human being. Yochel, I would think. Boitzi sechol of shena shabba bakol. Maybe all we're excluding over here from the isser is milk. Because we find milk of an animal which is tor, which is mutter to drink. So we're, then we can say, so milk of a human is also mutter to drink. But lo itzis adam shushab bakal, but the isser of dam of a human should be like other dam, because dam, we don't find any dam of any animal which is permitted. It's shab bakal, it's always all animals, it's also. So we should assume that the milk, the blood of a person would also have all of the halachas of dam, regards to the chi of creases, etc. That's what I might suggest to say. Talmud Rahu, who told me baby dam halachishdayim tome elator. So dam from a person doesn't have the isuri dam on it. Okay, so now. That Brisa says that it doesn't have an issue. V'omer b'sheshes. I feel the mitzvahs prisha ein boy. Not only is it not also the Brisa, it says b'shesh understands there's not even issue the chiyuv to be disengaged from it mirabonot. So we're learning, setting the Brisa over there in. That we just quoted, that milk is totally mutter, and what we were saying before, it's like yonah shekets, which means we're comparing it to taking a item which is iser, so it's also to drink. So we have a stira between these two brises. Okay, so Mor says loy kasha. Is that hod parish, hod le parish? That once it's the milk has been taken away from the woman and put into a container, that we're saying that's not osir. But to do the act of nursing from the woman, that's compared that the chazal put an isser on that. That's like yonah shekets. So the Mar Bechilufa B'dam, we find the exact opposite of halacha when it comes to blood. Kitanya, even though dam of a person is not also made a rice at all, dam shall gabi kikar. A person bites into a piece of bread and he's bleeding, and now he finds some blood on the kikar. Garara, you have to remove it. You have to scrape it off. Then you can eat the rest of the bread, but you can't eat where the blood is. But if it's still in the person, you can suck it down and swallow it. You're not mechuyev to spit it out. So it means they didn't put the isser of dam until it leaves the person. So by milk, the once it leaves the person, it's mutter, and by dam, once it leaves the person, it's osir. So that's exactly opposite of how we deal with dam, how we deal with milk. Okay, Amar Mar, Rabbi Shua.
What's the milk? What? Why the distinction?
We're looking at the mites of nursing. At some point in time, it's improper. So the issue is really more the nursing than it is the milk.
Okay.
Amar Mar, Rabbi Shua, Amar Afilu Arba B'Chamei Shonim, even up to the age of 4 or 5 years old. But Tanya Rabbi Shua Omer, Afilo Chavilos Al Ksefov, he has his package on his shoulders. It's mutter. So a little child's not doing that. But Chavilos says, "Ever could sound like he's even older?" So the Mor says, "Idiv idi chachiyurahu." Though those two ages of 4 or 5 years old, and then he's starting to put schlep things in his back, are the same age. Amar Rav Yosef Hilchah Rabbi Shua.
Why would you think differently? Because
that's a big kid, that's why.
You sound like even a lot older kid.
No, I'm sorry. In other words, Machlok is Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elzer. We'd be asking like Rabbi Yeshua, no?
Oh, that last line?
Yeah.
The only thing I can tell you is that Rabbi Yeshua, I think the more I was looking at Rabbi Yeshua, is more of a Kiddush than Rabbi Elzer. they felt the more more logical thing would be to, the child doesn't need it anymore at that time. So in general, we're saying that we're looking at it as something that's improper, so the child doesn't need it anymore, so maybe we should aser it. So he said, no, we pass it for sure. I'm sorry.
Talks about Tahor Tame. The section in Shulchan Aruch talks about Hetzavah Yisra.
Well, the Torah is when it talks about, you know, Behemah which is also eat, it calls it Behemah Tameh. The issue is not Tum and Tahara. It's the Torah refers to it as Dabra Tameh, the Psukim which talk about Yisra Achila. Almost all the most many of the psukim, the language is a lishon of tuma, not a lishon of iser.
Yes. Yeah. Find it Shulchan Aruch. We talk about heter and iser as the whole section.
Well, the Gemara uses lishon of heter and iser.
So by the time the Gemara, the language was changing, or
heter iser is much for us is a much clearer language because Tumah and Torah it can be very confusing because there's two of us. There's a Tumah of Tahara of Isra, the Tumah of Tahara of Hechos Tumah Tahara. When it, I don't know.
Maybe part of
why,
I just understand
that. Yeah, I mean, Mishnah, you have a difference in Mishnah already, so.
Yeah, Petra and Isra already in Shnai.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So.
Hello, good morning. Menchus.
That should be my.
I'm trying to remember if it's in Lashon HaTorah you have the words of Heter and Isser, but it's usually used in the context of tying something up or loosening something. Which is probably the language, really the root of the language in the Gemara also, the Mishnah is also. Something which is prohibited is like is tied up, and something which is permitted is released. But is it used in language of prohibited and permitted? I don't recall. Okay. Let's see, Rashi.
Did you read John Malkiel's Sefer HaShoah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we were discussing.
We haven't
to review
a lot that's coming up.
What?
A lot that's coming up in the next few weeks.
No, it's not over there. The question is if it's somewhere else. I mean, of course, we know one pasuk jumps in the head. The Shomach Yehem Zikim, right? I mean, to tie up their kings in that's a Chashav pasuk. We get the word Zik out of that pasuk. That's the word Zik we have in Yevam Misses from that pasuk. And you have the Isser and Heter out of one pasuk and Tillim, you know. Sorry, Yisrael Nafsho you have in Matos. Le'yachel Debaray. So he makes something prohibited on himself. Okay. Zuck Rashi. Tienik Sheketz. Kilo Yonik Dabar Meshukets. Like he's taking in something which is the Torah refers to as Meshukets. Cholam Halkish Daim, the milk of a upright beings, which means Cholam Shal Isha Hamalech is B'shtei Reglan, the milk of a woman. His tummy is Oster. She Kaltim Magoha Shein Matam Mechayim. Animals, which there's no din of Tuma Tahara when the animal's alive. It's the only case that you have Tuma by an animal after it's dead. Ichmar to Bechal, but we Oster the milk. What is to make the milk usher as well? Nida, there's the dinim of tumah when a person's alive, a woman can become a nida. So I would think the milk Talmud Lomer says the word who. So I would think maybe you only permit milk shena shavavako shreipat tahara is tor. The milk of a permitted animal is much to drink.
But it uses the pasuk from Gomel, but I mean, don't we have a more general rule that anything that's yotze from something that's usser is itself usser?
I don't remember the sugya. But the sugya of that's even a tamei tamei is a gemara in Bukharis and Davov. So if Rashi's telling me this is a gemara in Bukharis and Davov, probably that's the sugya. I don't remember the details of the sugya though.
Because we need to, you know, come up with the reason why, you know, the honey of a bee is mutter.
Right, that's the sugya over there.
Okay.
That's where it is. So,
okay.
So I don't remember. When we get there, we'll find out. But or maybe before that. But I imagine that's discussed there in the sugya. Adam shekamarta b'magov nida shenashal b'kol shrei b'teratar hu tamei michad kron nafkele. So it sounds like we're learning out both from the same pasuk. So of course the challenge will be how do you do that? The shochina says zeh tamei the siberesha the kroa ach zeh lo shechlu zeh miyutahu. So it makes a different drasha from the word zeh. So it's not one from the word zeh, one from the word who. Both of those being exclusionary type of words. Our reputation is Gassinan. Philip says, Prisha mirabonan ainbo. There's no way, sir, even mirabonan. Demir rice to shari. Demir rice to gozebe. Demir cholam halkish time is tor. When they left it on the din, it's mutter. So more answers, Hoda parish. Hoda ktani mutter, kishapir shmidada hewisha. It's been removed from the woman, the kli, into a container. But hayonik minadad, kiyonik shekets mirabonan. But the act of nursing is like taking something which is also. Chilufa b'dam. By blood is the opposite. The min parish also mirabonan. Once it's the blood is no longer in the person, so then it's also mirabonan. The michlif b'dam behema, it can be confused with blood of a behema. It looks like blood. Vasa the maimer dam behema ochal. It looks like he's consuming blood of an animal, which should be see this in Marazayan, or people would draw the wrong conclusions that you're allowed to do that. Dam shagabi kikar gurnsh in oshkoi, person bit into the bread, menikar boi dam hashinayim, and you can see there's blood from the, he bled onto the bread. Sagar el adam, he has to scrape away the blood. But if it's in his mouth, much as so, he can suck it in, don't lack of the chazile, because it's not visible. So they didn't ask in that situation. Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Marinus Omer, just one little piece of Gemara over here. So Gerneach, person has this this type of an illness. I don't know exactly what type of illness is. So Yernik Cholov B'Shabbos. For that, this illness, the refuah is the milk of a goat. So we will allow the person to suckle from the goat directly. My timer, Yonik Mefar Kalachar Yad. So the malacha of removing milk from an animal, milking an animal on Shabbos, the malacha of Dosh. The malacha of dash is that you have a kernel of wheat which grows on a stalk, and the act of breaking the two apart and taking the kernel of wheat is the malacha of dash, of threshing. So a told of that is any time you take something which grows out of the source where it's grown, and you break it away, as it were. That's the malacha of mafarik, or the schita. You squeeze out a juice from a grape. So squeezing out the milk from the udder of the animal is the malacha of mafarik. But the standard way that you would milk a goat is not by nursing from the goat; it's by milk, the process of squeezing out the milk by hand. So doing it this way is mirabonah. Makam tsara legozer rabbanan, and because over here of the tsara involved in this illness, so it says it wasn't necessarily even a sakana, but it was a significant tsara. So chazal ramater.
Example that you just provided with food.
Right. So in general, things which grow. So I would assume it's referring to, I don't know. I mean, Rabbanan applies to crystals, you know, salt, you know, type of a thing, but not made of rice. So you'd have a brackish type of water, which when the water recedes, evaporates. So you have crystal, you know, you have salt growing over there. So it didn't really grow.
Formed,
right? But I want to break it off from what it's attached to.
So that's,
I think so.
Rubbing on.
Yeah, it's not the right. So.
But that's also, I mean, salt is also.
Right, at some point, I think, but it didn't grow. I'm not sure about that halacha. Even in general, I think it's basically by gadolik. It's you know, it's by things which grow.
And then schita is from dash.
Schita is a told up dash. You can have schita by water. Taking water out of something that's holding it, squeezing water out. Right? So, it's not really growing. That's an interesting question. Okay.
I assume this person, this Goneach, is a Nofel Mita?
I don't know exactly what this illness was.
So he's coughing up blood? He doesn't really say a name. Pain he feels in his heart, which causes him shortness of breath. He's coughing up blood.
So
due to a lung disease.
Okay. So Amar Yosef halacha k'Rabbi Marinus. So Rabbi Yosef passes like Rabbi Marinus that the Ganech has a lot to do this. Okay. I guess let's hold it here. Maybe let's do that one. Let's do the Rashi's. Ganeach is hamiyalo mikev libo. He mamash is screaming out from the heart, pain he has around his heart. Flindery belaz yada cholov mishum refuah cholov aids. The refuah is the goat's milk. Mefarik hanoytek dabrim mimakim shagol daboy. It's talking about breaking off something from the item which he where it grew. Loy min mechuber. Element of knowledge. We're not talking about the act of reaping, of cutting it out from the growth in the ground. We're talking about after it's been detached in the ground, it's still attached to some type of shaft or some type of the shell of a nut or the something of that sort. We're told that the doshu shemafarik tuwa mikashia. So the malacha of dosh is breaking off the kernel from the stalk. So this is a toll of that. The standard way you take milk out is by hand.
So is that taking the nut out of a nut? Is that dash also taking like a nut from a shell? That's the same?
Yeah, it'd be the same problem, yeah. Okay, let's hold it here.